you saw the start of the SEC ascension when they really got on a roll there. Now it's sort of come back around, and the Big Ten seems to be back on the rise. Is it just a cycle, or have you seen something that, you know, has maybe changed in the landscape?
You know, I think the mind has a lot to do with things, and I think they might have listened to all you guys that they were the, you know, that they were the be-all. And if you hear that often enough, and you're 19 or 20, you might start believing it. And someone only has to play it for 60 minutes. And if you're not focused in, you know, for at the right moment, the rest of the competition is not so bad. So it was fun, you know, kind of watching some of the, you know, the Wisconsin, Michigan State, Ohio State roll that one day. Mm-hmm. That kind of changed. That had a lot of those people deleting some of their articles.
Jim, what's it mean for you to be in with that in the Hall of Fame?
You know, it's hard to describe it. You know, every morning I get up and I walk to work because we live in a house on campus, and I walk across the street to my office. Well, every day my dad, who we lived, I grew up in a house on campus, walked across the street to work to try to make a difference. And I think about the 40 years I've been in professional life and the good fortune I've had to, you know, I was probably the 12th choice at Youngstown State, and fortunately I got the job and some good things happened, and I was not the first choice at Ohio State, and fortunately I got the job and some good things happened, and I think a lot of it was because of what my dad taught me, you know, and he knew what was important, and he knew that the student athletes and how much you care for them is really what it's all about, and of course you want to get good at what you do and you want to get competent and so forth, but the student athlete and the individuals, you know, come above everything, and I think that's, you know, if you have that in mind, you're going to have a chance for good things to happen and you know, maybe have a chance to be in a Hall of Fame one day.
What made Bo Pelini your first choice? You talked about you not being the first choice when you went to Youngstown State, but what stood out to you about Bo?
Well, I'm the president, and so I wasn't really the search agent, if you will. At the end of the day, the reason we offered him the job was our athletic director was convinced that that was the best thing. Now, I know Bo. I offered him a scholarship when I was at YSU, and you know, he took it and went to Ohio State. You know, what are you going to do? I can't figure that out. And so I've known him ever since, and you know, he's done some darn good things, and he's also had some tough moments along the way, and you know, I like folks that have had, you know, their ups and downs and are anxious to go forward from there, and so when our AD said, I think this is the guy, I echoed the fact that I would tend to agree, and you know, so we have the good fortune to have them both.
Jim, extra special for you to get this award at this time, and the Buckeyes are playing in the national championship.
You know, you couldn't have written this one up. You know, I mean, here I am in the Hall of Fame, Buckeyes are playing, and we had a third-string quarterback. I mean, you know, even Marla couldn't have written that story. You know, so.
But you recruited him. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've known him since he was, you know, however old, 15 years old.
I mean, interrupt, but go ahead, yeah.
And so, it makes it more special, you know, but that's not the only thing that makes it special. It's kind of like the cherry on top. Marla gets the last question. That's always the rule. Some things don't change.
Does your heart pound when you watch the Buckeyes now, like in the Alabama, or, you know, do you still feel that?
Does it pound like it was when I was coaching?
Yeah.
Probably not quite that.
But
you
feel like it's...
You twinge and, you know, and all that. It's like everyone I run into from out of state, you know, they just think that I've never been anywhere but Ohio. You know, and you know what? My heart probably hasn't been, and so you know, my heart does pound, but it's a lot easier watching it on TV or watching it in the suite than it is you know, walking up and down the sideline. Via text, this is a social media world, and so neither he nor I have time for phone calls, but we're both pretty good at 2 a.m.